Okay, we're starting the Aftes on the base on the bottom. The Omer of Yosef, and Yosef says the second member. Last week we learned the first member of Yosef, and this is another member. He says another din, that if I testify, if two people testify that someone is chayv misa, so the person gets the onish misa. What if one of the people said, he practiced Mishkav Zocha with me? So if he says, La'onsi, he raped me, and I'm kosher leidus, I didn't do any avera, then hu li'achem, it's tar from Lahorga. I can testify b'tzir for another eid echad, and I'll give the fellow einish misa. I'm not considered a baldover, not considered a baldin. His chiyuv misa, because he practiced mishkav zocher, he's not chayv to me, he said by retzeach, there was a machlekes harishayim, where it's considered misa lazeh. Is the punishment, is a death penalty to the horug? So the horig is a baldova and krovi ha-horig would be psudim la'edis. Well, no, the chiyuv misa is not to the horig. He's a misa la'shamayim. So here for sure, there's no shaila. If one practices mishkav zocher on me, I'm not the baldova, the chiyuv misa is not to me. I'm kosher la'edis. But if I said plani rova'ani liritzoni, I participating willingly in the avera, so I become pasul la'edis. Who's pasul la'edis? So the Rambam quotes from the Rif, whoever violates an avera, the Chumash says, Ashahu Rasha Lomus. So you see, the one is Chayv Misa is a Rasha, and a Rasha is Pasalayda, because it says, Al Tashi Satcham Rasha Liyas Eit Chomus. So not only does the word Rasha appear in the connection with the Chayv Misa, Ashahu Rasha Lomus, it appears in connection with Malchus as well, Vahayon Bin Hakoyz HaRasha. So the Rif writes that whoever is either a Balavera Sheesh Ba Misa, Balavera Sheesh Ba Malchus, is Pasalayda. This is in addition to a Rasha the Chumas. If a person does an Avera, Pasuk says, Al Tosh Yotchem Rasha, Lias Eid Chumas. So there's a Machlekes later, Abai V'Rovet, Taisus refers to that Machlekes, L'Kamon Daf Chav Zayin. Rovet is of the opinion, this is one of the six cases where we don't pass like Rovet. Usually whenever there's a Machlekes Abai V'Rovet, we pass like Rovet, except for Yalkigam. So this is one of the six cases that the din is like Abaye, that what the Rabbi thinks, only a Rasha de Chomis, one who violates an Avera Machmas Chimud Momen, is Posseleidus. Lios Eid Chomis, Chomis means Gezel. But if he does an Avera, let's say, the guy's very honest, but he's a conservative Jew, he doesn't keep Shabbos, he doesn't keep Kashrus, but he has integrity, never cheats in business, never cheats on income tax, he's very Erlach, but he's not frum. So Rav is of the opinion that his kosher is, what are you going to be choshish that he's going to give Eid a sheker? He's an honest person. He's not. Why should he give Eid a sheker? And we pass on like Abai that it's not so, that there are two psulim. One is Rosh HaDechom, so whoever violates an Aver Machman's Chimud Momen, and one is Rosh HaDechom. Who's the Rosh HaDechom? So that's what the Rif and the Rambam say. Either Ashu Rosh HaLomus, one who does an Aver Sheish Bamisa, or Bahayon bin Hakosa Rasha, one who violates an Avera, Sheesh Ba Malkus. There's a difference, Lalacha, between these two. That's how we pass in Lalacha, that the Rasha de Chamas, the one who violates an Avera Machmas Chimud Momen, let's say that we know that he once gave Eidu Sheker because he was bribed to give Eidu Sheker. Or let's say he doesn't keep kosher because kosher meat is much more expensive than non kosher meat. So that's, he compromises, he works on Shabbos because he has a better parnasa. So if he compromises on the mitzvah satarah because of money, machmas chimud mamon, that's called the Rosh HaDechomas. So then he's postulated because there's a chashash meshaker. We're afraid that he may compromise on Eid HaSheker because someone will give him a bribe. But if he's very honest, he never compromises on mitzvah satarah machmas chimud mamon. He was brought up. He never keeps kosher, never keeps Shabbos. He's very erlich, but he's not from. So that's the machlokes by Rav. We pass like Abai Posel. So in such a case, we assume there's a big deal in Rishonim and in Achrayim. We assume that it's not that there's a chashash meshaker. It's a zeris akosel. Let's say a person is a relative. A karvis posulatus. A karvis posulatus because of a chashash meshaker. We're afraid that he's going to tell a lie. No, the Gemara says in the end of Baba Basra, I feel Moshe Aharon. We're not afraid that they're going to tell a lie. The Gemara says, Gzeres HaMelech. We would call it Gzeres HaKasu. The Gemara calls it Gzeres HaMelech. The Rabbanu Shalom said that a Korav is Pasolaitis. So we assume la'aloche that the Rosh of the Lav Dachamas, the one who is very Erlach, but he's not Frum, he doesn't keep he doesn't keep Shabbos, doesn't keep kashrus, is pasaleidus mitam zeris hakasa, but it's not that there's a chashash meshaker. What's a nafkemina halacha lemais? A big nafkemina. The din is that minatamikar adin, you should really need two edim to testify in the case of an aguna, to say that the husband is dead, that the wife should be permitted to remarry. That's a dovah should be erva. To say that a woman is married, to say that a woman is not married, that she's allowed to remarry, either direction is really a dovah should be erva. So mikra adin deraisa, we should really require two kosher edim to testify meis bailo, that the wife is, that the woman is allowed to remarry, the husband is not alive. And then mid the rabbanon, that's the simple reading of the gemara. Mid the rabbanon, they made a takana that erechad is emet to say meis bailo. So the gemara says once they made it on the level of deraisa that you need two kosher edim. So krovim are no good, and noshim are no good, and nochrim are no good, and balei aveira are no good. But once they made the kulim in the rabban, erechad is good, so he treated like erechad am and bisur. So the erechad is good, anisha is nemenes, a woman comes and says meis baila is nemenes. Or let's say a korev comes and says meis baila, a korev is also neman. And even a gazlan shel divrehem, the Gemara has later in the third parak, there's a gazlan shel Torah and there's a gazlan shel divrehem. A gazon shal Torah is pasul eidus. That's an eight chums. And a gazon shal divrehem, that's mesachet bekuvim, malve beribus, africha yainim, sechrei shviyas. There's a whole mishnah later in the third parak that lists off gazlonim derabbanim, psuli eidus and derabbanim. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says in here in the third parak, gazon shal Torah pasul eidus isha. Gazon shal divrehem is kosher eidus isha. Why? A gazon shal Torah is worse than an eid echud who's a goy. Or on the level of the rice, you need two edim to say meis baila. So of course, two goyim are no good. They have to be two kosher edim. Once they made a dim and the rabban that erechad is good, so even a goy is good. It has to be goy mesich lefi tumay, even an isha is good, even a karev is good. But a gazon shal Torah you don't trust because it's choshed l'shaker. But a gazon shal debeim is a chumra with the rabban, but he's not choshed l'shaker. So the shaila is, what if the fellow is not a gazon shal Torah? What if he's a balaver? He doesn't keep Shabbos, he doesn't keep kashrus. So we pass him that, like Abaye b'Alkagam, that's called Ochon Nevelis Lahachis. Ochon Nevelis L'Teyovin means he compromises, he knows kashrus is one of his principles, but he compromises on his principles L'Teyovin. Either Ochon Nevelis L'Teyovin means that it's less expensive, so he saves a lot of money by not keeping kosher, or Ochon Nevelis L'Teyovin means he enjoys crab. And he enjoys chazer. He enjoys a tray for food. So he knows that there are laws of kashrus, but he compromises on the laws of kashrus because he enjoys the non-kosher food. So whenever the person does averis l'teyavein, then it's choshev l'shaker. So then he wouldn't be acceptable by eidus isha. Because the erecho, that's neman, it'll be mesich l'fitumah, he'll be neman, like an ochri mesich l'fitumah. But if he won't be mesich l'fitumah, he won't be neman. But the gazon shall... That's a gazon shel Torah, it's choshev l'shaker. But let's say if a person is he violates Shabbos, he's erlich, he's honest, but he's not frum. So he violates Shabbos and he violates kashrus. He never keeps kosher. He was brought up non-kosher. So we pass kol gabay that he's posel eidus, but most assume we assume la'alocha that he's not choshev l'shaker. It's a gzeres hakosev that he's posel. There are two psulim. There's a rasha and there's a rasha d'chamas. The Rosh Hashanah is the one who compromises on his principles, machmas chimud mamin, so he's postulatus isha, because there's chashash meshaker. But if he's just a Rosh Hashanah, the Chamas, it just doesn't keep kosher, he violates Shabbos, he's postulatus agzeris hamelech, like a korek, but it's not a chashash meshaker. So that's one nafkemina, but again, to heter agunas, there's a long tzais about this long, long, long pischei tshuva in Eben Ezra, where it belongs to Simon Yudzayin. Simon Yudzayin in Eben Ezra is the Simon about heter agunas. How are you matter? When are you matter? And aguna. So that's one nafkamina. Then there's another nafkamina the Gemara has in Bava Basra. Let's say a fellow signed on a shtar at the time that he was not related. Let's say two people sign on a shtar. They have rusas. So they go to a wedding and the both of them sign on the ksuba. Then later on, one of them marries the sister of the other one. They became brothers-in-law. So all of a sudden, the ksuba becomes puzzle. No, at the time, the day that they signed the ksuba, they weren't related yet. So they said the ksuba is still a kosher ishtar. But what happens if a fellow signed on ishtar when he was a Talmud in the yeshiva and he was honest? And then later on he went into business and 25 years later they put him in prison because he's a ganav. He became a ganav. But 25 years before, he was honest. He was not a ganav. So now someone produces a shtar that was signed, supposedly signed 25 years ago. So if you can ascertain, if you can really prove that the shtar was signed 25 years ago, before the guy became a ganav, then the shtar will be good. Then the ksuba will be good. But if we don't know, we have a shtar that has a date on it from 25 years ago, that's 25 years before he became a ganav. And now you know he's a ganav. Then the Gemara says, he's choshed l'shaker, he may have written a shtar today and wrote and antedated it. He wrote the date from 25 years ago, knowing that if he's going to sign with today's date, they won't accept the shtar, because he's a ganav. So he'll forge the shtar and write the wrong date. So that's only, the Gemara says, by kroivim it's a gzeres hamelechu. Kroivim are not chashudim l'shaker. So if the date in the shtar has the date before he married the other fellow sister, before they became brothers-in-law. And today they're brothers-in-law, so you don't have to be afraid, maybe he wrote the wrong date, maybe he's a liar. Kroivim are not chashudim to tell a lie. Kroivim are gzeres hakosel, that it's possible. But a rosh d'chomos is a chashash m'shaker. So what if the fellow, 25 years later, he doesn't keep Shabbos, he doesn't keep kashrus, but he's honest, he doesn't cheat in business, he doesn't steal from anybody, so then we would paskal la'alocha, that shtar would be good. There's no chashash m'shakim in such a case. So those are the two nafkaminas la'alocha, that we, again, we paskal like Abaye, by Ilchan Nevelis la'achis, that the fellow is posoleidus. Because there are two dinim. There's one din of Rasha, the Chomis is Pasoleidus, with a Chashash Meshaker, another din that Rasha, Balaver, Sheish Bamalkas Amisa, is Pasoleidus, but there's no Chashash Meshaker. Two Nafkaminas are one Nafkaminim in the Geta Heter Agunis, and Echad is Neman, but not Gazlan Shalter, because Chashash Meshaker. But if it's only Rasha, the Lav, the Chomis, then there's no Chashash Meshaker. Now, the Nafkamin, if you have a star, and the Edom was signed on the shtar are now known to be Pasoleidus, but according to the date, the Zmanakas of the shtar, this shtar was written before it became Pasoleidus. But if now the guy is a Rosh, Gazlan Shel Torah, he's Choshed L'Shaker, maybe he forged it and he wrote the wrong date. But if it's just a Rosh, the Lav D'Chomer, so then there's no Chashash M'Shaker. So getting back again. So Rav Yosef says that if a person testifies, somebody raped me, he did Mishkav Zohar on me, it was La'ansi, I'm Kosher La'edus, so then I and another witness can give him the death penalty, the other one, because I'm Kosher La'edus, there's no problem. But if I say, I participated willingly in the Mishkav Zohar, I'm saying I'm Kosher La'edus also. So then you can't accept my testimony, it's a contradiction in A of B. If you accept my testimony, then it says in the testimony that I'm Kosher La'edus, it says I'm a Balaver. So you can't accept it. You can't accept half of the testimony, the other half not going to accept. That's Edusha Batla Mitzosa Batla Kud. You either do accept or you don't accept. So you can't accept everything that he said because everybody agrees. Eidonim Eis Matzma in Russia. That's not a machloikas between Rav and Rav Yosef. Everybody agrees Eidonim Eis Matzma in Russia. So Rav Yosef says Edusha Batla Mitzosa Batla Kud. If he says L'Ritzona Russia V'Atarim V'Atarshus Russia Eid, so you can't accept anything that he said. Yeah, just parenthetically, how did the Gemara know that there's such a rule? Ain't other meisim atzmei rosh. There is a din hados bal din kimeu edim dami. There is a halacha that if a person admits that he owes money, so you accept his hados bal din. So if a person admits and he says, I am pasul la'edus because I did an avera, why don't you say hados bal din kimeu edim dami? So the pashtus that the answer is that a Hados Baldin is only in Dini Mominus. The fellow is admitting I owe money. So that's called the Baldin. That's learned out from a pasuk in the Chumash that Hados Baldin can made him dani. But if a person is going to say, I am Pasul Eidus, he's not a Baldin on that. But where's the pasuk? How do you know? What's the Makar Chumash that Ein Olam Eis Matz Marosh? That the person is not believed to say that he did an Avera. So the pashtus is, the Makar is, the pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, it says a ganav pays kefil, provided that the bezin will paskin. Kefil is knas, so knas is an onish. An onish has to have a gmar din. If I know that I robbed a bank and I stole $1 million b'gnevi, if I stole big zayla, so you don't pay kefil. If I stole b'gnevi, you pay kefil, but the kefil is a knas, so you don't say hados b'din by knas. The din is moide b'knas is potter. Why is money with knas? Because the pasuk says, "Ashe Ashein Elohim, If the Bezdin paskins, Alehi means the Bezdin shall shlosa smuchim, yishalim shnaim lirei, you have to have a gmar din a Bezdin. If the fellow knows on his own that it's chayv, you don't say, bebalatz, he says, eishamayim, let him pay. Because knas is an onesh. True, it's not an onesh aguf, but it's an onesh. So an onesh has to be meted out by the Bezdin. And the pasuk, the drasha of the Gemara is, ashi ashen alehim prak lemashia es atzmo. If I admit on my own that I owe the money, the kefil, I don't pay. Why is that? So the pshat seems to be, the Gemara understood, because knas is an onesh, and onesh means someone else is giving me a punishment. If I'm going to give myself the death penalty, I'm going to give myself malchus, I'm going to make myself pay kefil on my own, so that's not called an onesh. An onesh has to be the bezdin is manish me. So it does make sense to pay knas unless bezdin ascertains on their own, and bezdin paskins and I'm chayv knas. I'm going to admit that I did an avera. Bezdin doesn't accept that. Ein adam eis matzmei rosha. I'm not believed to say that I am a rosha because I'm not a baldin. A baldin is how does baldin command. I'm not a baldin. But again, to declare that I am a balaver. I'm a baldin to give away money. But I'm not a baldin to declare that I am a rosha. So the drosha, ashi ashin alehim prat lamashia es atzma, that's exactly the wording of the drosha. That's the mock of this din of ein adam eis matzmei rosha. Because in order to pay a knas, you have to ascertain that he did an avera. And ain't on him atzmo to be Mashiach atzmo. That's the mocker. So Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, they both agree. Ain't on him esim atzmo rosha. But where does it lead you? So Rabbi Yosef says, the fellow gave a whole testimony that Reuven was practiced Mishkav Zachar with me, and I did it willingly. So they can't accept that part. Ain't on him esim atzmo rosha. So they can't accept the other part. Because so they can't accept anything that I said. And Rabbi comes along and he disagrees. No. Adam karveis alatzma, they ain't on the mes matzmai rosha. You can't accept that part, but you do accept the other part that he says, plani rava ani. That part you do accept. That's called pagina libura. We split the edus, the words that he said, the half that he's mes matzmai rosha, we cannot accept. And the other half, the plani rava osi, that half you do accept. So the question is, but Rav also knows there's a din of Eidish Abatul Miksos Abatul Kula. That's a Gemara in Bava Kama, Perek Meruba. Everybody agrees to that din of Eidish Abatul Miksos Abatul Kula. You cannot accept half of the testimony. So how can Rav say Pagin Nibura and we pass like Rav? How can we pass like Rav that Pagin Nibura? It's in total contradiction, open contradiction to the rule of Eidish Abatul Miksos Abatul Kula. So here there are two major shitas in the Rishayim. All the Rishayim say one way, and the Ravid has a totally different shot. So the Ravid is quoted by the Ran on Ardaf and quoted by the Rosh in the first Perek in Makkos, and the Ravid is on the side of the Rambam. The Ravid learns the Gemara like this. Where is the Mokar in the Chumash for this din? Of Eidish Abatul Miksos Abatul Kol. Where does it say that? So the truth matter, there is no Pasuk. On Eidish Abatul Miksos, there's a din of Korav Apostle. We just had on Tesam and Aleph that the Pasuk says, Al Pishne Eidim, Al Pishlosh Eidim, Yochim Dovar, and the Tanoim were wondering, Miskayam is Eidis Pishnaim, Lamed Part Locha Kosa Bishlosha. So the answer was given, Lahakish Losha Lishnaim, that is a din of Korav Apostle. So we learned that din. So the Nisibis quotes in the name of the Urm Betumim, name Rabbi Yonis and Eibishitz, an interesting Kiddush. That there were six cases, six people, we don't apply the rule of Nimzach and Ven'edim Karva Apostle. If the eighth apostle, the third eighth apostle, is either Cherisha to the Kotna, Eved Isha Akum, so that doesn't count. Why? If a person is a Rasha or a person is a Karv, he's an aid, but he's a apostle of aid. If a person is Cherisha to the Kotna, Eved Isha Akum, we never accept their testimony. There's nothing to discuss. See, a Rasha, we also never accept it, but the Rasha has a brera to do tshuva. So the Rasha can change to become a tzaddik. So we say a Karev or a Rasha is an eid posel. So if three people testified, one of them is a Karev, one of them is a Rasha, I declare Nimtzech and Menaidim Karev apostle. But if three people testified and one of the third one is a Cherisha to be caught in Eved Ishak, but doesn't have a shame aid at all, so you can't apply the rule of Nimtzech and Menaidim Karev apostle. It's not Menaidim. So the Ravid adds on, based on his pshat in the Gemara Makkos that we discussed last week, there's a seventh person, not only the six that the Tumim came up with, Cherisha Tuvkot Na'avid Isha Akum, the Baal Dover himself, if a person says something about himself, we say, Orem Karev Eitzel Atzmai is worse than a Karev. The Baal Dover himself, doesn't have a Shem Eid at all. An Eid means an outsider who witnessed the incident, he's going to testify. But if the person himself who did the Maisa, he did the Avera. He says, Plani Rabba Oisi Lir Tzayni. He's saying, I did the Avera. So he's considered a Baal Dover. So the Eidus of a Baal Dover doesn't have a Shem Eid at all. It's Mufka the Shem Eid. Not called an Eid Pasul, it doesn't have a Shem Eid at all. So just like you wouldn't say Karva Pasul by the six people of the Tumim, Cherusha Tuvikot Navidish Akmi, you wouldn't say Karva Pasul by a Baal Dover. And the whole mocker of the din in Perek Merubim Bava Kama, Eidus Shabbat, the Mitzvah Shabbat Vakula, is a Tushtel, it's an extension of this din of Karav Apostle. Why? Let's say Karav Apostle. The court stenographer is keeping records of the typing, and they wrote up all of the Eidus of all of the three witnesses. Then they have to yank out a couple of pages and throw them out, because Nimsat and Eidim Karav Apostle. So once you're throwing out three pages, you have to throw everything out. So it's this same din applies to Eidus Shabbat the Mitzvah Shabbat Lekula. The court stenographer is keeping notes, and he writes down everything that the aide said, and then he realizes part of it cannot be accepted. It's Eidus Shabbat the Mitzvah. So once you have to yank out a couple of pages, Bat Lekula, you throw everything out. That's what the Ravid says. The mocker of the din of Eidus Shabbat the Mitzvah Shabbat Lekula is the din of Karav Apostle. So just like by Karav Apostle it doesn't pose a problem, by Baal Dover, that's how Rashi and the Ravid learned the Gemara there in Makkas Davav, the Mekayim Dover, Akos of Medaber, you don't apply Karav Apostle to the Baal Dover, what Dinami wouldn't say, Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzvah Shabbat L'Kula, if the part of the testimony that we throw out in the garbage, part of what the stenographer wrote down we have to throw out because the person is a Baal Dover, so even though you throw that out, you don't have to throw out the rest. That's not called Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzvah Shabbat L'Kula. When the Baal Dover talks and he says something, that's not called Eidus at all. It's only called Eidus if it's an outsider. So that's how the Ravid learns Pshat in the Gemara, that the din of Palgin and the Bura only applies if you throw out part of the Eidus because the fellow is a Baal Dover. So then the Ravid learns the next line in the Gemara, the top line on Yudim and Aleph. What if he says, Pleni bo alishti, hu v'yachem et starfen lahargoy, avalo lahargo. That if a person testifies that somebody was mezana with my wife, so I'm a karev to my wife, and I'm saying my wife did an avera. So you say, you don't say Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzvah Shabbat L'Kula, you don't say since they can't bezen, they can't accept what I said about my wife, because I'm a karev, so they can't accept what I said about the pleni bo alishti either. Why? Because the Gemara says, Ma'akam Ashman Pagin Dibur Hanu Hachin isn't the same as the first member of Rava. Mor says the Ma'u the Tema Oron Kabe Itzalatz Marmina. The Ravid Shita that the person is a Baal Dover. That's what he says about himself. Plani Ravani Lir Tzoni. So I'm a Baal Dover. I'm saying that I did an Aver. So that doesn't have a shame made at all. But Legabi Ishta Itzal Ishtai Loyamin. And I would have thought that you don't say the husband is a Baal Dover when you get to the wife. The husband is a Karev to the wife. So Karev, there's a din of Karev Apostle. There should be a din of Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzvah Shabbat L'Kula. So that's the Chiddush HaRav, Kamash Malon, that a husband with his wife is called a Baal Dover. The relationship of a husband and wife is so close, it's more than a Karev. And that's what Rav Soloveitchik got it on, that Pashtus is based on a Gemara later in the third parak. That's only after Nisuin. During Erisin, it's a Psul Karev. So then you would say, Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzvah Shabbat L'Kula. But after Nisuin, then, b'hayu l'basar echad, after nisuin, is ishte kegufa, and b'al ki ishte, that's what Gemara says in the third pair. Ishte kegufa only applies after nisuin. During erisin, you don't yet say ishte kegufa. So that's why Rava was mechadesh, that just like a person is a Baal Dover, if he says about himself, I did the avera b'mezid, so what the name if he said about his wife? Plenty Rava, plenty bo'al ishte, and my wife also participated in the avera. So he can't accept his testimony about his wife. He's called the Baal Dover Legabi, the wife. Then the Gemara says, okay. So Rabbi said, the first Chiddush was that they say Pagina Dibura, that Baal Dover doesn't have a Shem Eid at all. So you don't apply the rule of Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzvah Shabbat L'Kula. The second Chiddush on the top line of the Daf Yud is, when a person has Nisuin with his wife and he testified about his wife, he's called the Baal Dover. So again, they say Pagina Dibura. Then the third Chiddush the Gemara has is, the Omar Rabbi, what happens? Where is it? the boy rovo. About 10 lines down. Mishum de kaboy baye lavi, rova had a suffix. The boy rova pliny, the line ends with the word pliny. Pliny rova shori mahu. Me amino adam carbates a latte, it's a laydam carbates on my mind. I'll deal my min on the carbates on my mind. What was the Gemara suffix? So Gemara knows you have to have two kosher aidim to give the death penalty to the shore. Why do you need two kosher aidim? What is din in the fashas of a shore? The answer is yeah. The pasuk says, the gambol of yumas. It says, Asher Yisakel, by Shor Shahar Gesodim, Asher Yisakel, the gambol of yumas. What do you mean, gambol of yumas? So it's a hekish. It's in the same pasuk, Asher Yisakel, you give the death penalty to the shore, the gambol of yumas. So the Tana says in the Mishnah, Kemisus Habanam kach misal shor. Just like Mises Habanam, you need a bezin of 23. So Mises Asher to give skila to the shore, whenever you give skila to a shore. Shor Shahar Gesodim, Shor Harveh, Shor Anirva. So you give Misa to the shor only if you have two kosher Edom and you have to have a bezin of 23, and the Edom can't be kroivim. So let's say the Baal HaShor says that his shor was Haragas Adam. But the Baal HaShor says the shor is Chayim Misa because the shor participated in the Mishka Behema. So and you have two witnesses. One is the Baal HaShor and one is a stranger. So the Baal HaShor cannot serve as one of the witnesses to give his shor Misa. That's Kemisa Sabal Kach Misa HaShor, just like the Baal HaShor would not be believed to say that he himself deserves Einish Misa. So Kamisa Abal Kamisa HaShor is not named to say that HaShor deserves an Einish Misa. So this we know, you're not going to give the Einish Misa to the HaShor. But the boy Rova had a Sofeh, that you consider the Baal, just like the Baal HaShor, Legabi himself, is called the Baldovar, he's the Baldovar himself, and it doesn't have a Shem Eid at all. So do you say Kamisa Abal Kamisa HaShor Legabi Einish Misa of the HaShor? The Baal HaShor is the Baldovar? Or do you say, no, he's not a Baldovar. It's like Zeris HaKosov, that he's puzzled. Can be Sa Baal HaKaf Mi Sa HaShor, just like if you want to give the Baal HaShor the death penalty, he has no nemanis on himself to give him the death penalty. He has no nemanis on the HaShor, but it's not that he's a Baldovar. So that's what the Gemara says. Bosa de Bayo Hoda Pashta, if the Rava had the Sufik, he was Pasha the Sufik, Adam Karvei Tzalatzmai. A person on himself is considered a baldover, so he doesn't have a shame made at all. A person on his wife, he's the kigufa after nisuin, is also called a baldover. But you don't say that the Baal HaShor, the Gabi, his own shore, is a baldover. Nah, he's not a baldover. It's absurd. It's like a misa ban kach misa shor. It's a hekish. HaShor yisak of a gambol of yumas. So he said, misa ban kach misa shor. And he bears enough 23 for skilus HaShor. You need two kosher edim. And the Baal HaShor is not Nema. But not, you're not going to go so far to say that the Baal HaShor is a Baldovar, and therefore there won't be a din of Eidu Shabbat Namaksal Sabbat Lukula. No. If he says, HaShor Shali, Hishtatef Mishka Behema, so he won't be believed on the Shor, and will say, Eidu Shabbat Namaksal Sabbat Lukula, the other person who practiced the Mishka Zohar B'et Behema, also won't get the Yoinish Misa. Because you'll say, Eidu Shabbat Namaksal Sabbat Lukula. That's how the Rabbi learns Pshat and Igmar. Rabbi learns that the Chiddush of Rava Pagin Nibur only applies a Chiddush, the word is Baldover. And the next din of Rava, the top line is that Ish the Kigufi after Nisun is also Baldover. And the third case, by the Behema, Basid the Bayo, the Pashta is that Lagabid Behema is not called a Baldover. It's a Psul, so since it's a Psul, you only say Pagin Nibura if the half of the Eidus that you can't accept is a Psul Baldover. But if it's a psul like Zeris HaKosov, that is no good, then you don't say that it doesn't have a shame made at all, and then you wouldn't say Pagin anymore. That's how the Rabbi learns. All the other Rishayim learn the reverse. The Baskanas HaGemar by the Shor is that you even give the Shor Misa. Not only do you give the one who is Rava Es HaShor, the human being who practiced Mishka Behem, but you give the human being Misa's Bezen, you will give Misa's Bezen to the Shor. Because so what does that mean? How can it be? What happened to the pasuk? Misa Abayim Kach Misa HaShor. So that's by Rashi and Tesis and the Rambam all learn the whole Gemara differently. Go back to the original question that we posed. Isn't there a glaring contradiction between Rava's din of Pagin and Ibura and the din of Perek Meruba, the din HaMekubal? Everybody knows that Eidu Shabbat Mitzasa Bat Lekula. Either you accept everything and say accept nothing. And here you say Pagin and Ibura, the half that you can accept, you accept. If that you're not accepting us, isn't that a contradiction? So whereas the Rabbi said that the answer is that Pagin Libura only applies when that part of the Haggadah says that cannot be accepted is because he's a Baldovar, and the Baal Dabur doesn't have a shame made at all, all the other Rishonim give a different answer. What would be in the following case? A man comes to Bezin and he says, I have to tell you a lot of stories. Reuven killed Shimon, and Levi borrowed $1,000 from Yehuda, and Yirmiyahu was Machal Shabbos, and Avadya did Avodah Zarah. He tells four different stories totally unrelated to each other. Turns out that he's a cousin of Avadya. The guy's giving the Haggadah Seder. So we throw out that Eidus. So because he said four different absolutely unrelated stories, he told all the stories tuch de dibra of each other. Well, he rattles off. He said, I apologize, I didn't have a chance to come to the Bezin. One story happened 4 months ago, one story happened 3 months ago, one story happened 2 months ago, one story happened this month. He tells over four stories. So you're going to say over there, Eidus shebatel mitzvos habatel kula? No. The four different Eidoyos, even if he tells them all tuch de dibra, they're totally unrelated to each other. The Eidus that cannot be accepted will be thrown out in the garbage. Eidus that can't. He's your cousin of Avadya, so you throw out that Haggadah Seder. He can't accept that. And the other three cases that he spoke about, you will accept the Eidus. That's how Rav HaRishonim say over here, not like the Ravid. Say, how can you say, they pose the question, how can you say Pagina Dibura? It's in total contradiction to the principle of Eidus Shebatel Mitzvos Habatel Kula. So Rav HaRishonim say the answer is found in the Gemara in Yesh Nochlin. The Tesis quotes over here, the Loshen. Here it is, the bottom Tesis, it's 8 on the Metzmanz, Merosh, so on the fourth line, the quote, Baba Basu Kuflam and Aleph on the base. The Gemara says the following, it's a very important Gemara, a very Lomdashi Gemara. Gemara has the following. The din is that to say that the woman lives in a neighborhood, Benoshin's an Eshesish. I daven with her husband, her children go to school. Imagine, we know the woman is an Eshesish. Then all of a sudden, the woman says she wants to remarry. She says the husband divorced her. So you have to have two kosher eidim to testify. It's a dovish of the erva. You have to have two eidim to testify that that she was nisgarsha properly. If a woman comes from Europe, from Eretz Yisrael to America, and we don't know if she's single or married. When she was born, she was single. So she looks young. She's not wearing a shekel. So she looks like she's single. And she says, Eshesish ha'isi v'nisgarashti. I was once married, and my husband gave me a get. So that we wouldn't have done b'chlal that she's an eshesish. We would have shtel her avcheskas pnuya. So if she says eshesish or yishti, we believe her because shavi anav shechaticha di yisura. And then she says tuch kedi dibo v'nizgarashti. That's a klal hapesha asa peshehita. So she would be believed to say that. But if she lived in the community, we know that she was an eshesish. We don't need her to ascertain she was an eshesish. We know on our own. The woman lived in the neighborhood with her husband and her children, went to school with my children. So we know she's an Eshesish. Then she's in the menace. She has no pesha or sapeshita. The woman would not be believed to say that that nizgarashti. So you have to have two kosher eidim to ascertain that the husband divorced her. What if the husband comes to Bezna and he says, Gerashti is ishti? He says, I divorced my wife. So that we really should have said that he's not believed because he's only an Eidechad and he's a Karev. And he's the Baal Dabur. He's saying, I gave my wife to get. There are three strikes against him, why you shouldn't believe him. Only Eid Echad, Dabur should be ever, you need two kosher Eidim. And he's not even a kosher Eid Echad, because he's a Karev to the woman, he's the husband, and he was the Baal Dabur. He says, I gave the get. So we really should not accept his Haggadah Seder. But the Gemara says he's Neman for a different reason. He should be Neman, at the end he may not be Neman. Askan is not Neman, but he should be believed for a different reason. Because Biyoda Lagarsha, the husband has the ability now to write a get this minute and give it to the wife. So the guy says, Girashti Yisishti Neman, because Biyod de Lagarsha. Because Biyod de Lagarsha, that's a din. Whoever has control over a situation and he says, I did it, I gave my wife a get, and he has the ability to give it a get now, he's Neman to say, Girashti Yisishti, even though you should have required to aid him. The din applies to Din Imaminus also. The Pasuk says, how do you know that Dovah should be Erva needs to aid him? Because of Zereshava Dovah Dovah Mimamin. Because the Pasuk says, if a man divorces his wife, Ki Motzaba Erva's Dovah, because they ascertain that she was a Saitasura by law, and she goes and she marries someone else, and then the second husband dies or divorces her. So it says, L'ilchot by L'rishan Sheshuchot Lo Shalakachta, first husband is not allowed to be Machsa Gerushosa. So that Pasuk says, if the first husband divorced her, Ki Motzabo Erbas Dovor. So the Gemara says, how did the husband ascertain that she was a Saita? The Gemara says, Dovor Dovor Mi Momen. It says, Al Pishnei Eidim, Al Pishloish Eidim, Yochum Dovor. The other Pasuk says, Al Pishnei Eidim, Al Pishloish Eidim, Yumus Ameis. So that's how you know that Din and the Foshis need two Eidim. How do you know Dini Mamanis need to Adam? Because it says, Alpishnei Adam, Vashtosh Adam, Yakum Dover. How do you know that Dover should be ever new to Kosher Adam? That's Exerishava Dover Dover Mimam. It says, Kimotsuba Erba's Dover. If the husband ascertains that the wife became a Soita, she was Mazana, he has to divorce her. So it says, Motsuba Erba's Dover. You learn Dover Dover Mimam. And then it says, Alpishnei Adam, Alpishnei Adam, Yakum Dover. We're okay? Are we there?
We're good.
We're good, okay. So the din should have been that you need two kosher eidim. Din should be that you need two kosher eidim for mamanis, you need two kosher eidim for davar should be erva. But in mamanis gufa, whenever it's biyadai, I am believed. That's a gemara later in Sanhedrin. Gemara has like this. Let's say the children are sitting shiva, the father died, and someone comes to be Menachem Oval, and he tells them, before your father died, he told me that he owes $100,000 to Reuven. So Erechot is not believed. They don't have to pay the money. They don't have to believe the guy. If two witnesses will come, two Eidim will be Nema. If an Erechot comes, so you don't have to believe the Erechot. What if the Erechot comes and he says like this? Your father said that he owes $100,000 to Reuven, and he took me to Central Park, and we took 10 steps from a certain tree north, and then 2 steps east, and then he dug 50 feet in the middle of Central Park, and he hid there $100,000. And he said, this $100,000 belongs to Reuven. So the Gemara says, the guy who came to be Menachem Abel and tells this story, he can go to Central Park and dig the money out himself. It's not that he said the father owed the money. He says, the father showed me he hid the money over here in the middle of the park. So then the person, the Erechot, is believed on Mammon because it's Biyodo. Because he can go to the park and dig out the money. So Biyodo is Neman Badini Mamanis. That's a Tosefta that Mark quotes. You have to turn off the sound, though.
1 second, Eddie. We got it.
Okay. That's on Lamed Amud Aleph. Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the top. It says on the right-hand margin, Tosefta Masechas Maisusheni Perikei. Your father put away money in his mattress and he said his $100,000 belongs to Shimon. So the Erechot does not believe. But if he says Basada, he hid the money in the middle of Central Park. So the guy can go, and the guy's telling over there, he can go to Central Park in the middle of the night and dig out the money and give it to Reuven. So even though he didn't bother to do it, since it's Biyodo, so the Erechot is believed by Biyodo. So that's a Tosefta by Mominus. And the whole mocker that you need two Eidim, two kosher Eidim, a Dover should be Erva, because it exerts Shavu Dover, Dover, Mi Mammon. So if by Mammon Gufa, Erechot is believed when it's Biyoda, so Erechot would be believed by Dover should be Erva also when it's Biyoda. So where is it Biyoda? About, that's Rabbi Yechanan says there, in Bogabasu, Kuflam and Allah, Habal Shomeg, Yerashti, Esifti, Nemun, because Biyoda Lagarsha. But the Gemara says, Biyoda Lagarsha is only Mikan al Habo. The husband says, Gerashti, Esifti, Achshav. He said, I just divorced my wife and I just ripped up the get and I flushed it down the toilet. So the husband is believed to say Gerashti Yisishti now, because Biyoda Lagarsha now. But what if he comes today and says Gerashti Yisishti 5 years ago? He has no way today that he can make her a Grusha ex post facto. There's no way for him to make her a Grusha as of 5 years ago. It's Biyoda Lagarsha Mikana Lahabo. So that's called Biyoda Lamafreya. So Biyoda Lamafreya Loy Amina. Biyoda was only, it's Biyoda Lagarsha Achshov. So now Rabbi Yechanan there in Baba Basa has a shayla. What's the din? So you cannot accept half of what he said, that I divorced the Lefnei Chamei Shonim. That's in Edecha where it's not Biyoda. He doesn't have in his power to make her a Grusha Lemafreya. But Mikana Lahabo, it is Biyoda. So would you say Pagin and Ibura? That is Nema Mikana Lahabo, that Gerashti Yisishti. And they say, no. He didn't say Gerashti Yisishti Achshon. He said Gerashti Yisishti Lefnei Chamei Shonim. And as far as that's concerned, he's Eina Nema, because Biyoda Lamafreya Lo Yaminon. So you shouldn't even believe what he said Mikana Lahabo because of Eidu Shabbat the Mitzos Abat Lekula. So that's the Gemara has the Sofik. That's the Gemara Sofik. So the Gemara says, and we really shouldn't say Pagin and Dibura here. Why not? The only time you say Pagin and Dibur if it's betray Gufe. But Bechad Gufe doesn't make sense. What do you mean betray Gufe? The man says, Ploni bo alishti. or says Plani Rava Oisi. So he's really giving two different Eidoyas, just like the Moshel Amad Ravadayma gave the Moshel before. And then he comes to Bez and he says four unrelated stories. Reuben killed Shimon, and Levi borrowed $1,000 from Yehuda, and Shimon smashed, and Yisachar smashed somebody's window, and Zvulun ate Chazan. He tells four different stories. It turns out he's a cousin of Zvulun. So you throw out that Haggadah, say, but you don't say Eidosh about the Mitzos about the Kul. It's not one Eidos, they're four totally separate Eidoyas. So that's what the Gemara says there in Baruch Basar Kuf Lamed Aleph. Why does Rava say here Pagin and Ibur? Because betray Gufei. They're two different stories. He says the Ravei is Chayv Misa, and he says I am the Nirva, I'm also Chayv Misa. So you don't believe him on himself, but you believe him on the Ravei. They're two unrelated stories. It's betray Gufei. But in the case of Rabbi Yechon and Baruch Basar, Habal Shama Gerashti Ashtishti Lefnei Chamesh Shanim, so it's only Biyod Amikana Labo. It's not Biyod Lamafre. There's nothing he can do. He doesn't have anything in his power to make her a grusha as of 5 years ago. So he's not them, and as far as that's concerned. So how can you say Pagin and Ibur? We should accept what he said Gerashti Ashtishti with respect to the Mikana Labo. No, it's all one Haggadah Seidus. There aren't two different stories. It's not like over here he says, the boil is Chayv Misa and my wife is Chayv Misa. They're two different stories. Or he says, Plani Rava Oisi Lirtsoini. I did an Aver, I deserve the death penalty. And the other guy did an Aver with me, he deserves death penalty. The two unrelated stories. It's betray Gufe. So two different Haggadahs. So you don't say Eidos about the Mitzos about Lakula. It's not a half an Eidos. Each one is a separate Eidos. So that's the Gemara. It has that Shaila. Would you say Pagin and Dibura by the Baal Shama Gerash Tesisha Lefnei Chamei Shanim? So the Gemara says, in principle, you really shouldn't say, because it's Bechad Gufa. It's one Haggadah to say this. But maybe there's room to say, you should say Pagin and Dibura. Why? What's the whole issue in the first place? Because we have a Din, we have a Gzeres HaKasavav, Eidosh Abot, Mitzos Abot Lakula, and that's an extension of the Din. The writer said, that's an extension of the Din of Karav Apostle. So maybe that whole din of Eidos Shabbat to Mitzvah only applies in the case of Haggadah Seidus. But Rabbi was talking about Baal Shem Megarash Eidos Neman Biyoda Lagarsha. Biyoda was a different root of Nemanis. Biyoda is Neman by Mominis, that is the Tesefta and Af Chav Tesem and Aleph, and Biyoda is Neman by Baal Shem Megarash Eidos Ishti. It's a different root of Nemanis. And maybe the whole din of Eidos Shabbat to Mitzvah Shabbat Lekula only applies to Eidos. Maybe it doesn't apply to such an Nemanis. That was the Gemara Safik. Boy, Rabbi Yechanan, Baal Shem Megarash Tishisti 5 years ago, would you say Pagin and Dibur or not? On the one hand, it's Chag Gufe, so how can you say Pagin and Dibur? On the other hand, maybe the whole deal of Eidos Shabbat and Mitzvos, or Batal Kulon, applies to Eidos. This is a different parasha of Nemanis. That's the Gemara Safik. So this is the second sheet in the Rishonim. They posed the question that the Rabbi posed, how can you have a din of Pagin and Dibur? It's in total contradiction to the din of Eidos Shabbat and Mitzvos about Lakula. So whereas the Rabbi gave a whole answer, you only apply Pagin Dibur by Baldover, the other Rishonim say Beferish not so. The Tosfos on the Daf has Beferish. Someone says, Ploni Bo Ala Chosi. Someone says, someone was Mizana with my sister. So according to the Rabbi, the sister is a Korav. So you would say, Eidos Shabbat and Mitzvos about Lakula. You can't accept what I said on the sister. You can't accept what I said on the other man who was Mizana with the sister. So you throw out the whole Haggadah to say this. And the Baal HaTosfos says, no. Ploni Bo Ala Chosi, you would say Pagin and Dibur. Why? It's Trey Gufe. He's saying two different stories. Ploni is Chayv Misa. He was Mazana with an Eshes Ish. He says, my sister is Chayv Misa. She was an Eshes Ish. She was Mazana with Ploni. He really said two different Haggadah to say this. So just because you throw out the Eidos that I said on my sister, doesn't mean you should throw out the other Eidos. So where did Tosfos get this idea from? He got it from the Gemara in Yesh Nechlin. That when it's betray Gufe, then you say Pagin and Ibur. So how, according to Tosfos, according to Rashi and Tosfos, how do you continue on the top line of the Apuram and Aleph? Plani bo alishti, hu viachem itztarfim lahargoi, avolo lahargo. You can't give the wife Misa, he's not neman on the wife, but he's neman on the other one. So Gemara says, my kamashman Pagin and Ibur, hanohach, we know that Pagin and Ibur, trey Gufe, is how God say this on the boy, and how God say this on the wife. God is saying this on the boil, you do accept. I'm going to say this on the wife, you don't accept. You don't accept. And Moses says, nay. Ma'u de tema, one might have thought, Orem karbe itzalatz marminon, etzalish da lay arminon. What do you mean, etzal? What do you mean, Tosfos is? Mishnah is. The top Tosfos is on Yudabara. The Mishnah says, Adam is posel lehoir alishta. Of course he's posel lehoir. What kind of a habamina? So So Rav Chana Basman has a whole essay. He explains pshat. Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam, they all write the same pshat. I would have thought mistakenly the miga de mehem and lahar ga, mehem and lahar ga. I would have thought, since I'm believed to give the death penalty to the man who I said was the boyal, who was mezana with the wife, so I would have thought once you're giving the death penalty to him, miga de mehem and lahar ga, the boyal mehem and lahar ga, you should give the death penalty to the wife also. Why? I but the husband is posulatus on the wife. Rabbi Chanan explains like this. There are two different Haggadah Seders over here. Totally different. He says the boyal, the man was mezana with an eshesish and he deserves a death penalty. That's one Haggadah Seder. Then he says, my wife is an eshesish and she was mezana with the man. So the two different Haggadahs. So when he says, my wife was mezana, the center of attraction is my wife. She's the middle of the story. So I'm a karev to my wife. I'm married to her. So you have to throw out that whole Haggadah Seder, you throw it out. He's not Neman when he says, my wife was mezana. But when he says, the other man was mezana with my wife, he's neman on everything that he said. How can you believe him on what he said, he was mezana with my wife? I'm related to my wife. In the story that Pliny bought Alishti, Pliny is the center of attention. He's the center of attraction over here. So Pliny, I'm not related to Pliny. So my wife is a story. Let's say I say, Pliny was mechallel Shabbos, he drove my car on Shabbos. I own my car. So I'm a baldover, I'm a karev. I say, he drove my car on Shabbos, he's in Mechal Shabbos, and we warned him, don't drive the car, we're going to give you the death penalty. So I'm not called a Korev, I'm not called a Baldover. That's the Drisha Vachakira, that's Bedikas. I say, the guy was Mechal Shabbos, and said, what did he do that is Mechal Shabbos? I say, he drove a car. Which car was it? I say, it was my car. So because it was my car, it makes me a Baldover, it makes me a Korev. No, that's a detail. Pliny is the Baldover. I say, Pliny was Mechal Shabbos. And that's a detail. How was he Mechal Shabbos? He wrote with my pen. He carried my money to the bank. He drove my car. I say, he did a malacha with something that belongs to me. That doesn't make me the Baldover. So I say, Pliny is Baal Eshesish and he deserved Misa. So Bezin says, really, who was the Eshesish? I say, well, it happened to have been my wife. That doesn't make me the Karev. The Pliny is the center of the Haggadah Seder. I'm not related to Pliny. So I say, Pliny was Mezana with an Eshesish. Bezin says, who was the Eshesish? Say it's my wife. That's like saying he drove a car. Which car? He drove my car. So I say he was mezana with my wife. So I would have thought migu de mehem elahar ga, mehem elahar ga. The whole I got to say this that he said on the ishtai, you throw out the whole thing. He's not neman because ishtai adam kar leitzel ishtai. But he should be believed on the Pliny, and he should be believed with everything that he said as part of the bedikas on the Pliny. He says Pliny is mezana with my wife. So Bezin should accept the whole story and even give my wife to Einish Misa because Mika the Mehem Elohar Goy, Mehem Elohar Go. He should be Neman, Legabi, Ishtai, Shizinsa, that she's Chai Misa, as a Chelek of the Bedikas of the Haggadah Seder on the Pliny. So that's what the Gemara says, Kamash Malan, that you don't say that. Neman Elohar Go, Elohar Taka, why not? Why don't you say? So that's what Rabbi Chana Basman proves from the Gemara later. There are two dinim. In Karev postulated. There's one din. If I come to testify about a Karev, you can't accept my Haggadah Seder. Then there's another din. A person cannot get the death penalty based on a Haggadah Seder of a Karev is. Even if the Karev B'Shaita gave a good Haggadah Seder. Here, I gave a Haggadah Seder on Pliny. Pliny bo al Ishti. And Ishti is married to me, so she's an Eshes Ish. So I'm Neman on the Pliny. I should be Neman on Ishti also. That's part of the Bedikas on the case. But at the end of the day, it's going to come out. Bezin is going to give my wife the death penalty based on a Haggadah Seder that her husband gave. So that we apply the second din. You can't apply the first din, Karev is Posulatus. If I give a Haggadah Seder, my wife is Chai Misa, she was Mezana, she's an Eshes Ish, I'm a Karev. But if I say Pliny was Mezana with an Eshes Ish, I'm not related to the Pliny. I say, and who was the Eshes Ish that he was Mezana with? My wife, that's Bedikas in the story I'm playing. So you should have really accepted it, but then at the end of the day, you've got to give the death penalty to my wife. It's going to come out. She got an Einish Misa based on a Haggadah Seder of a relative of hers. So we applied the second din. Second din is a person can never get an Einish Misa based on the Haggadah Seder of a relative of his. So that's how Rashi and Tosfos and the Rambam learned the Gemara. I would have thought mistakenly, Miga the Mehem Elohar Ga, Leplaini Mehem Elohar Ga, because I should be believed that she was the one who was Mezana, because it's Bedikas, as a chelik of the dikas of the Havadah Seiris on the Pliny, the mashmalon that there's a second din. And then, boi rovo, a few lines later, around 13 lines on the top, boi rovo, Pliny rovo shori mahu. What's the suffix? I say, Pliny is chayiv misa because he practiced mishka behem. Bezin says, what behem was he? Reveyas. I say, it happened to me, my behem. Like I said, Pliny drove a car on Shabbos, which guy drove my car? So I'm not a baldover. So I'm neman to say Pliny was Reveya Maishor. I'm neman on Pliny, he's not a relative of mine. I'm neman to say that it was Maishor, it's Bedikas. Now you're going to say, but the second in applies. At the end of the day, we're going to give the death penalty to Maishor, and we're going to say, how can you give death penalty? The Baim is going to get a death penalty based on Haggadah Seiris of a Kor. So that second in doesn't apply to the Baimus. That second in doesn't apply. That second in applies to human beings. The more later in the third parak has a second in, nobody can get an Oinish Misa based on Haggadah Seiris of relatives of theirs. But over here, what? I'm not a relative of the Behemoth. It's a Xeris HaKosa, K'mis HaBanak, K'mis HaShor, B'gam Bol of Yumas. Just like you can't give me the death penalty if I testify on myself. So you can't give my Shor the death penalty if I testify that the Shor is Chayim Misa. I didn't testify on the Shor. I testified Pliny is Chayim Misa because of Rova HaShor. Bezin said, which Shor? So I said, my Shor. So I'm never to say it's my Shor. It's Bedikas on the Pliny. So then you can't turn around and say, at the end of the day, you're going to give my Shor Misa. It's going to come out, my Shor got the death penalty based on, I'm going to say this, of a relative of his. I'm not a relative of my Shor. It's a Xeris HaKasuv that Kemis HaBalam, just like you can't give me death penalty if I say I'm Chayim Misa, you can't give my Shor the death penalty either. But here I'm saying about Pliny, not about the Shor. That's how all the Rishonim learned the Gemara. So all the other Rishonim say, Kamash Malon, Boy Rabba Basa Debay Hoda Pashta, Aram Karvetzel Atzma, Etzel Avalon, Veyron and Karvetzel Mamona. What is Me'eron and Karvetzel Mamona? The Shor also gets Misa. The Shor does get Misa. The Ravid says, Eilam Karvetzel Mamona is not a Baldovar, so therefore he's Pasal Eilis on the Shor, and the Pliny doesn't get Misa either, because he say, Eilis Shabbatim and Salas Abatlakula. And the Rambam and Rashi and Taisus learn just the reverse. Kamash Malon, Hasad the Basad the Bayhua the Pashta, Odom Korbeit Salatsan, the Elanam Korbeit Salamono, means the reverse, according to the Rambam, that you do give the death penalty. The Rambam, Rashi and Taisus, he said, Miga the Mehem of the Harga to the Plain, Mehem of the Harga to the Behemoth. You do give the death penalty to Behemoth. And the Rabbi learns Pum Fakirat. You don't give the death penalty to Behemoth, that's a double Pashut. You don't even give the death penalty to the Plain because of Eidish about the mitzvahs about the kula. So this is a famous machlokes harishonim. How does Rabba's din of pagin and dibur jive? How does it stim with the din of Eidish about the mitzvahs? It's just the opposite. So the Ravid says the vort of pagin and dibur is only by baldover. Baldover doesn't have a shame made at all, and the whole din of Eidish about the mitzvahs is an extension of the din of korav apostle. So just like the Nesivis said that by the six people, you don't apply Korav Apostle, but Baldova you also wouldn't apply Korav Apostle, so by Dova you wouldn't apply Eidish Abatim and Tzos Abat Lakuba. But if he says Pliny Bo Alachaisi, then the Rabbi says, Tosin says he would say Pagin Dibur. The Rabbi says, no, Pliny Bo Alachaisi is a Korav. Then you say Korav Apostle. Then you wouldn't accept any of the Haggadah that he said. And the Balei Tosin said, no. Pagin and Dibur is a different void. Trey Gufe is giving two different stories. He's Neman on the one story, he's not Neman on the other story. This is the famous Gemara. Then the Gemara puts in another line here, it's an unrelated din, four lines from the top of Yudam and Aleph. V'yama Rava has another din to say. Pliny Bal Naraham Arasa, he didn't say who she was. He just says Pliny was Mizana with a Naraham Arasa. But who is Mu? Then Yamazim the Aiden. Narogan Amisham and Mamet. They get the death penalty because they're trying to kill Pliny. Maybe they should have to pay the Ksuba. They were trying to be Mafsid, the Naraham Arasa, her Ksuba, because it says she was Mizana Beratzen. The thing is that whenever a couple gets divorced, so the husband has to pay the Ksuba. Unless he can ascertain that the fault lies in the isha, it was her fault that she ruined the marriage. If the woman was mizana, then it's her fault she ruined the marriage, and then she loses the ksuba. So he says over here, even though they were trying to be mafsid her the ksuba, there's no din of kasha zaman, they should pay her the tarbisano or the ksuba, because they never said who it was. They just said plenty bo al nara hamarasa. They didn't say which nara hamarasa it was. So that's narogim, ein sham imamin, because they never said who. But what if they say who? What if they say bito shal plani? They say plani bo al bito shal plani. He said plani was mezana with a nara hamarasa, and the girl's name is Jill, and he says the name. But who is mo? Then he says narogim mamisham imamin. Then they were trying to be mafsid the father, the ksuba. They get the death penalty because they were trying to give Misa to the Pliny. They have to pay Mammon. Why don't you say, come, baby, the Rabbi, since they're getting Misa for the Eid of Sheker, they shouldn't be punished with Hefzid Mammon. No, because Mammon is there, the flesh is there. So you don't say, come, baby, the Rabbi. That's the same as the Gemara before. Same as Rabbi Yosef said before, so Rabbi says the same. Yama, Rabbi is similar then. Pliny, Rabbi Hashar, Vahuzmu. Now, Rabbi Meim Shalman Mammon. The Huzmas, it turns out they were trying to be mafsid the Balashar, because the Shar and this is going to be also Bano. So the Huzma, Eim Shalman Mam, because they never said who's Shar. He said, Plani Rabba Hashar. They didn't say which Shar. But if they said, Plani Rabba Shar Shal Plani, this behemoth, the Huzma, then they're rugging him, Shalman Mam. Why? Because Mam and Zenifash is what said. Then they're rugging him because they're trying to kill the Plani, and they have to pay the value of the Shar, because that's Mam and Lozet's a different person. Mam and Zenifash is what said. That is the Gemara. Everybody daven mincha ready? So we can continue learning for another few minutes. Okay, good? Okay. Here, Tosis has a discussion on Tes on the base, Liritzono. Liritzono, Rashahu. So Tosis has, first kasha they ask is, the Rava seems to be agreeing with what Rav Yosef says here, that if a person practices Mishka B'Zohar, he wasn't forced into it, he wasn't raped, he passed Mishka B'Zohar L'Ritzono, so the Gemara seems to say Rava would agree with Rav Yosef that he's posulating. So Tosis asks why, but Rava himself, Rava the Shitas, the one who disagrees with Abai, that was one of the Yal Kagam. We don't pass like Rava. But Rabbi disagrees with Abaye, and Rabbi holds that only a Rosh Hadachamas is posulatus. If you're not a Rosh Hadachamas, you're koshulatus. So if a person is achon avelis l'teyovan, he wants to save money, because kosher food is more expensive, so then he's a Rosh Hadachamas. He compromises on, he knows that he's supposed to keep kosher. He compromises on the principles of a kashrus, because he's going to save money. So that's a Rosh Hadachamas. But over here, the guy practices Mishka B'Zoch, he holds there's nothing wrong with it. So Tosis said, that should be a Rosh Hadalav D'Chomas. So Rosh Hadalav D'Chomas, Rosh holds his, Rabbi holds a Kosher Leidus. We don't Paskal like him. But Rabbi here seems to be agreeing with Rabbi Yosef that if you would ascertain that the fellow practices Mishka B'Zoch, you would say he's Pasal Leidus. And they ask, why is he Pasal Leidus? He's a Rosh Hadalav D'Chomas. According to Rabbi, should be Kosher. So Tosis says, no. That's also called like a mumarach on the vedas litayoven. Litayoven means that he saves money, literally a rasha dechamas. Or litayoven means because he enjoys eating the pork. If he enjoys practicing mishkav zachar. If he enjoys it, he has pleasure from it. So it's also he's compromising on his religious principles for hanoras haguf. That's also a rasha dechamas. So Rava would agree that he is Pasaleidus. Then Tosis says, but wait a minute, there's a Gemara later on Daf Chavov, Achoshet al Arayis Kosher Leidus. So what do you say over here? That the Nirva is Pasaleidus, even if a person practices Baalashis Ish, Achoshet al Arayis is Kosher Leidus. So Tosis says, there is no such din. Achoshet al Arayis doesn't mean it's Kosher Leidus. Achoshet al Arayis means he violates Yichud. That's what it means, choshud al arayis. The guy violates yichud. What do you mean he violates yichud? But the Gemara says, the Gemara asks the question, how can it be that it's kosher leidus? Aboim bekasvei, the kosher, we give him malchus aboim. It says in the Chumash, b'mispar aboim yakene, give 40 times malchus. The Torah Shabbat Peh says you don't give 40 times malchus, you don't give 39 times malchus. That's the Mishnah and Malchus. Give malchus aruis lehishtalish. when the Beis Din establishes that someone deserves malchus, so it has to be divisible by three. So you can either give 39 times malchus, or 36 times malchus, or 33 times malchus, or 3 times malchus. You can't give 40 times malchus. Not malchus haruyas lishtalish. The Gemara says you give 2/3 of the it has to be in units of three, 2/3 of the malchus on the back, 1/3 on the chest. That's why you need malchus haruyas lishtalish. So the Gemara says on Daf Chavav, Choshen al Arayis Kosher Le'edus. So Tesu says, so why is the man who practices Mishkav Zohar, why is he Pasal Le'edus? Doesn't the Gemara say Choshen al Arayis is Kosher? The Tesu answers no. Rashi says on the Gemara, Lav Dika Sari Shebol Ha'eva. A Choshen al Arayis doesn't mean that he violates Gili Arayis. He violates Yichud. So that's Kosher. But here he's violating Gili Arayis. This is a real Din Arayis. And for this, Taka, he Pasal Le'edus. But then Tosfos says, but the Gemara asks that Kasha, how can it be a Choshen al Arayis is Kosher Le'edus Isha? But don't we give a Malkus Aboim? It's a Melitza. It's really only Malkus 39, but that's the Melitza from the Chumash. So the Gemara says, Aboim b'kasve, we give him 39 times, 40 times Malkus on the shoulders. The Kosher, the Gemara, how can it be that it's Kosher? The answer is, yes, Kosher. We don't worry about that. So Tosfos says, well, since when do you give Malkus? For one who violates Yichud, Malkus is for one who violates a lav dumi the lav dachasima. Because in Chumash Dvarim, we darshan smuchin. In Kol HaTarakula from Bereshis through Bamidbar, you only darshan a hekesh. Hekesh means if you have two dinim written next to each other in the same pasuk. But if you have two psukim that are adjacent to each other, and they're two different dinim written in the two psukim, in Kol HaTarakula you do not darshan smuchin, except for Chumash Dvarim. Chumash Dvarim, there are many, 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 many drushes that are based on smuchin. So this is one of them. That the pasuk says Lasachim Shabbadisha, and the pasuk immediately preceding that says V'hayon bin Hakoyis Arasha, that Bezin should give Malkus to a Rasha. So the Tanoim said, which Rasha gets Malkus? One who violates an Avera, which is Dumid the Lav the Chasima. What do you mean? It's similar to Lasachim Shabbadisha. In what way similar? So the Gemara has all the rule. It has to be Lav Sheish B'Maisa. Has to should not be a Lav Anita Klasei. Should not be a Lav Anita the Tashlumin. Shouldn't be a lav shenit on lazaris meisis bezim. Shouldn't be a lav shebechlolas. Has to be dumid a lav dechasim. So Tosfos asks the kasha yichud. There's no posik on yichud bechlal. Either yichud is the rabbanon, but the Rambam is mashma yichud is exerid the rabbanon. According to others, who assume that yichud is a biblical prohibition. The Gemara sounds like yichud is deraisa. So yichud is deraisa. I learned that from a drush and a posik, but it's not a lois essay. There's no lav. So how does the Gemara say aboim b'kasve the kosher? The Gemara asks, how can the guy get malchus for violating hachoshed al arayis? If he gets malchus, how can it be kosher later? So the Gemara says it's not a kosher. How's the guy getting malchus if he's violating yichud? Yichud is not a lav dumid a lav dechasima. The Tosfos says, yeah, you're right. It's not malchus deraisa. When the Gemara says aboim b'kasve, he gets 40 times malchus. It's malchus mardus derabanan. Based on what? What do you mean? Beis Din has a right to give Makas Mardas, but Torah is what? The answer is, but Torah is Makam Yonshin, Shalom and Adin, Loi Rosho, Lemigda Milsa. That's the Braisa Mem Vavam and Aleph. The last 10 lines before, not 10 lines, the last 8 lines before the Mishnah. Tanya Rav Lezim and Yanki Vayim, Shamati, Shebez Makam Yonshin, Shalom and Adin. That says on the side, it's a Tosefta. In Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, a Tosefta in the Goyim, Perek Aleph, and it's also earlier than the Tosefta. The Tosefta is post Mishnah. The Tosefta is Rabchiv Raboshio, adding on things to the Mishnahs. But in addition to being Toseftas, it's also a Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus was written before the Mishnahs. Rashi writes in the first Perek of Masech HaShabbos. Why is it known as Megillas? Because it was written down at the time the rest of the Torah Shebaal Peh was still being transmitted Baal Peh. Megillas Tainus is a book that was written down Bizman HaTanoim before the Heter of Eslas Hashem Efer Terasech, before they wrote down the rest of Torah Shebaal Peh. And it starts Nisanir Sivan Tam, it goes through the year, and it lists off all the Yamim Taifim that were instituted by the Chachamim during the period of the Bayi Sheni. They all revolve about the Beis HaMikdash, when they protected the Beis HaMikdash from being destroyed, but they introduced improvements into the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, into the Seder HaVodah. Everything was straightened out in the Beis HaMikdash. So every month, the Gendonishnik, every Monday and Thursday, they made another Yontif that's called the Yontif of Megillas Tainus. So this Megillas Tainus was written down before Mishnayos, which was written down before the Tosefta. So this Braisa is last 8 lines before the Mishnah, Memvav Menal, Shemaiti, Shebez Makven, Sheshlem and Adin, etc., etc. The whole story that appears in Megillas Tainus. That's pretty early. That's very early. So the Braisa tells you 2 cases. They once gave a person Einish Misa. He rode on a horse on Shabbos, riding on a horse, only he said, Derabbanan. Only he said, Rabbanan. But nonetheless, they treated him like a Mechal Shabbos. They gave him the death penalty. Another case, they gave the guy Malkus, although he didn't deserve Malkus. He had relations with his wife in public, in front of everybody. So it was such an act of chutzpah, such an act of pritzah, so they gave him Malkus. Abiyu the Bezen Vilhuku. So Gemara says, in both cases, it's based on Bezen Malkam Yonshin, Shaloi Menadin. The Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Tzadik, this Tosefta, this Din, Bez Makom Shaloi Menadin, is an application, is an example of the Din of Yeshkach V'Yachachamim Nakadav Menatar B'kum V'yaseh L'Hayro Ashor L'Migdam Milsa. This is Shashor Tzvicha L'Kach. Have a right to do it L'Hayro Ashor. So that's what the Tosef says here on Tes on the Beis. When the Gemara says later that Choshed Al Arayis is Kosher, his kosher la'edis, it does mean he violates Gilei Arayis. What it means is that he violates Yichud. Then the Amora says, how can you say that? But the guy's getting Malkus, shouldn't he be post-la'edis? Why is he getting Malkus? Yichud is not a la'isesi that's dumad alav da'chasim. Yichud is learned that from a mashmois of a pasuk. Some Mishanim hold it's only the Rabbanan. The Rama holds Yichud is only the Rabbanan. And even according to the holds Yichud is an Issa deraisa. But there is no loisesis, so there's no malchus on it. So how does the Gemara ask Akasha, the guy gets malchus for violating this aver, how can it be kosher? So the answer is he gets malchus, lohirosho the migda milsa, bez the makam yon shishlein meradin. He really doesn't deserve malchus shol teira. So that's what Taisa says, the Gemara asks there, how can it be that he's kosher, aboyim b'kasvi b'kosher, he gets 40 times malchus on his shoulders, and it's kosher leiris, how can it be? So Tosef said, yeah, that's the Gemara is asking, Haina Mishum, the Malkam Allah Yichud, call our eyes, the din is midrabbanan. You do give Malkas Maris, one who violates Yichud, except if you violate Yichud with an Eishes Ish. One might have perhaps thought it should have been the reverse. If you violate Yichud with an Eishes Ish, that's worse, maybe, than Yichud with other relatives. The Gemara says, no, the whole Malkas Maris, for one who violates Yichud, is to teach him a lesson, he shouldn't do it again. So the guy's going to have an affair with an Eish, the guy's going to have Yichud with an Eish Zish, and they go to give Makas Mardis, so people will say, he must have had an affair with her, and the woman's children may be Mamzerim. So Shaloi Lohitzi Laz, Alabonim, you don't want to give Makas Mardis to an Eish Zish who violated Yichud, lest people will say that she became pregnant from that person, and some of her children may be Mamzerim. So that's the exception to the rule. Anyone who violates Yichud, they give Makas Mardis. Except if you violate Yichud with an Eshesish, call our rice, chutz me Eshesish, why the Malkam Allah Tova Shmuo? The Tova Shmuo is an expression that appears in Sefer Shmuo. When the Bnei Eli violated the laws of Tznius with the women who used to come to the Mishkan Shiloh, so I think the pasuk has the expression, Lo Tova Hashmuo, that they acted improperly. So that's Bez Machem Yonshin, Shalai Menadin, Lo Hayra Ashor, the Migda Milsa. So the first answer Taisin gives is that Hachoshed Al Arayis is Kosher Le'edis does mean that he violates Gilei Arayis. No, he violates Gilei Arayis is Pasul Le'edis. Because Domed Del Abdechas, one who violates Gilei Arayis, either Chayim Misa or Chayim Malkus, so he'll be Pasul Le'edis. But when the Gemara says Hachoshed Al Arayis Kosher Le'edis means he violates Yichud. I believe Gemara says he gets Malkus. No, that's a Malkus Mardis, not a real Malkus. One who violates an Aveir Sheish Ba Malkus is Pasul Eidus. If there's real Malkus, there is a. But Hoyam Bin HaKos HaRosha. If there's Misa or Malkus, there is. But if there's Malkus Mardis, there are Bonan, Hoy Rosha, the Migda Musa, there's no Pasul that's Rosha Lomus. That's the first shot. Then Tosef says, Inami, maybe a different shot. Maybe HaKosher Al Arayis really does mean he's Baal Arayis. A man has an affair with his sister. And the man had an affair with an Eishes Ish. I say, how can it be Kosher Le'edis? That's Mamish. He did an Aver, Sheish Ba Misa, Sheish Ba Malkus. Tosef says, yeah, but Yitzro Tokfo. He couldn't control himself. So, what kind of a teretz is that, Yitzro Tokfo? Based on the Gemara later. Let's say a person is a ganav. He cheats on income tax. So a person cheats on income tax is a ganav. He's stealing from everybody else. If you live in a democracy, it's considered a shutfus, and everybody's mechuyev to pay for all of the services that the government does for us. So on three levels, we're considered shutfim. On the level of the municipality, the city takes care of garbage collection and purification of the water and other things. And then on the level of the state pays for the paving of the highways, and the state takes care of the forests and so on. And then on the level, on the federal level, on the national level, the government takes care of the mail delivery, the government takes care of the security of the country, the army. Every country needs an army. So there are many things that the municipal government takes care of, many things that the state government takes care of, and many things that the national government takes care of. So then we consider shutfim on three different levels, and we're mechuyev to chip into the shutfis. We vote, and the rov of the people want to have highways, and the rov of the people, this guy never drives a car. But since you go acharav lahatas, whenever you have the shutfis, so you go basarav, so all the people who live in the same city, in the same state, in the same country, we all consider shutfim. And if the rov want to have public schools, so the miut has, I don't need a public school, I send my children to yeshiva, I pay tuition. But since the rov want to have a public school, and the rov want to have museums, and the rov want to have purification of the water, so everybody has to chip and everybody has to pay. So if somebody doesn't pay tax, he makes other people pay extra tax. He's stealing from all the other people. Yeah, but it's such a double yadua. So many people cheat on tax, and then Moira had there, they talk it into themselves that they didn't do anything wrong. So one who cheats on tax, it's hard to say that he's postulatus, because he's Moira had there. So that's what Tosis has a similar din, Inami, they have on the end of the first very wide line in Tosis Lirutsono, Inami, maybe it really means Al-Khashad Al-Arais, he really violated Gili Arais. He violated real Gili Arais, he had an affair with the nation, Sisha, with his sister. So it's Chavi Kris, it's Chavi Misin Bezin, should be Pasal Eidus. Why does the Gemara say Al-Khashad Al-Arais, Khashad Eidus? So then here it's Khashad because Yikra Tokfa Kolkach. It's like in Dini Mominus, if a person is a Gazlan, but he's Mara Hete, he says, yeah, everybody cheats on income tax. All the senators cheat. All the presidents, everybody cheats. He knows that it's wrong, but he talks it into us, so it can't be too bad. So just like if you're Moira Heter, we treat it as if he did the Avera B'Shoigeg, so too, if it's Yitzra Tokfa, the woman is so appealing, she's so good looking, so then we say that Yitzra Tokfa is treated as if it's B'Shoigeg. Then Tesis, but over here by Mishkav Zohar, you don't say Yitzra Tokfa. Yitzra Tokfa is for a woman. He's Boal Leishasish, or he's Boal Achoso. Then you can say Yitzra Tokva is Kashalaitis, but over here by Mishkav Zohar, there's no Yitzra Tokva. Then they say Inami, maybe this is not true, maybe on the second white line, maybe Hachanami, Yitzra Tokva, even by Mishkav Zohar, maybe also say, so hard for him to control himself, maybe it should also be Kashalaitis. But when the Gemara says, Lutzana Roshahu, that one who practices Mishkav Zohar is Pasal, maybe it only means he's Pasalaitis Laosa Dover. Because there's a Mishnah Mchairis on Daf Lamed that says, Choshen Amadov Aladon of Lomido. He's not meant to say Ploni Rava Osi. He's telling testimony about Ploni. He practiced Mishkav Zohar. But if I myself practice Mishkav Zohar, I'm not Neman in that area. Choshen Amadov Aladon of Lomido. I'm Pasalaitis in that area. But in a different case, maybe I would be Neman. So these are the three Pshatim that the Tosis gave. Okay, we better stop here. Apparently tomorrow night I won't be able to give a shiur. I'll be on my way to the airport. Thursday morning, I don't know yet. I'll have to figure out what the story is, but I'll be able to give a shiur. I'll have to let somebody know. Thank you very much. Next week for sure. Thursday, I don't know. But next week, Sunday, I'll give a shiur. Yes. You're saying goodbye? Or you have a kasha? Okay.
Did somebody...
I didn't hear anything.
Louder.
According to Rava. Abai says there are two dinim, a Rasha is Pasul and a Rasha the Chamas. Altashias from Russia is one. Liyas et Chamis is two. Like as if there were a comma in between. Rabbi reads it as one. Altashias from Russia, Liyas et Chamis. Only at eight Chamis is possible. Russia the Chamis. Rabbi reads it as if there were a comma in between. Altashias yatcheim Russia and also Liyas et Chamis. Either Russia, Russia the Chamis, they're both. Either is possible. Again. I didn't get it. I didn't hear.
One has a reason and one doesn't.
No, the two dinim in the pasuk. Al tashas yadchem Rasha means don't come to court to testify together with a Rasha. I'll be one erecha, the other erecha will be a Rasha, because a Rasha is pasul eidus, and then you'll be maximum based on your eidus. So that's not good. You can't join with a Rasha. The Rasha is pasul, and you're misrepresenting as if there are two eidus. So the Atoshes Yadchem Russia, don't join a Russia to give our God says Russia is possible. And also, Liyas Eid Chamas. If you're going to join along with an Eid Chamas, so you'll be kosher, but the other guy will be possible. So you're going to be Mighty Mama based on Eid Echa. That's how Abai learns. You shouldn't join along with a Russia or with an Eid Chamas. What does it have to do with Dashin and time to crawl again? I didn't get that.
He says the reason is how do we know that's the reason?
That's a good question. How do you know that Russia is pasul leedus because of chashash meshaker, and therefore all the nafkaminas? Maybe it's also just exeris hakosav, just like Karev is exeris hamelach, just like we assume lahalacha that. Russia, the lav de Hamas, is a Xeris HaMelech, Xeris HaKosuv. So maybe I should say that Russia, the Hamas, is also a Xeris HaKosuv. I don't know. That's a good question. Where do you really see a mashmos in the Pasuk that a Russia, the Hamas, has a Hashash Meshaker? I'm not sure. Maybe they read it. Maybe that's the mashmos of Liyas Seid Hamas. I don't know. It's a good question. Good question. We got to look there on that daf later in the Masechta. Oh, it's not here. It's in the end of Baba Basra. The Gemara has that. The Gemara draws the distinction between a gazlan, who's choshed l'shaker, and a karev. So they say Moshe v'Aaron is a gzeres hamelachi. Moshe enkein a rasha. A gazlan is a chashash m'shaker. So you have to look there in the Rishonim. How did they really see that in the pasuk? Maybe they thought that that's the meaning of the phrase liyas seid chamas. We know the guy's gonna lie. It's Chashash Meshaker. I don't know.
Rabbi, if someone please send us this year somehow.
Okay. I will speak to someone. Good. Very good.
One more question.
Yes.
Rabbi mentioned Matot Esabai and Rabbi Yose. Is it not about Eda and Mesmatsmei
Rosha? They both agree Eda and Mesmatsmei Rosha. Rava and Rabbi Yisrael, they both agree. But Rabbi Yisrael says he can't accept part of Haggadah and leave out part of Haggadah. So since he can't accept Einan Meis Matzmei Rosh, you have to throw out the rest also. And Rava said, no, Pagin Dibur, the half that Meis Matzmei Rosh we don't accept, and the other half about the Plani we will accept. Plani is Chayv Misa, we will accept. But they both agree Einan Meis Matzmei Rosh. He cannot accept that half of the Haggadah where he says that he's a balaver, and therefore he's pasulated. Is that they both of you can't accept? Correct.
Didn't the Gemara say? Didn't the Jews say in the Gemara that the Russia, that's why we can't believe him?
I mean, the dvarav Russia. Who? How can you accept this? I've got to say this. It's self-contradictory. Minayu Bay. He's telling us that he's a Russia. Russia can't accept the Haggadah say this. So then you can't accept the Haggadah say this when you get to the Pliny. You can't accept part and not accept the other half. And if you'll accept all of it, it'll be self-contradictory. Accept everything he says that he's posulatus. So in the middle, you have to throw everything out. And Rabbi says, no, pagin and ibur. The part that you can accept, you accept. And the other part can't accept, you throw out. But they both agree. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi, they both agree. Ain't on the mes mas marosha. Then everybody's masking. Very good.
One more question. How is instituting Malkus on
what?
Malkus on Russia. Yichud or Rasha, it sounds pretty dependent on Gezerah,
right? Probably weigh and judge each and every case individually. They decide. If they want to give him Malkus, they'll give him Malkus. The Prima Godim has a steer in the Rambam. He has one of his little svarim in Shoshanas HaMokim. He raises the question, what's the nature of Makas Mardas? So he says, in one place, the Rambam quotes the Brisa from Megillas Tainis from Daf Mem Vav and Al Bez Makman Shloim and Adin, and he gives an example. Makas Mardas, Bezna has the right to give Makas Mardas. Like the man who had an affair with his wife in public, he slept with his wife in public, so they gave him Makas Mardas because it was such a violation of Pritzis. So in that place, the Rambam writes that Makas Mardas is Harva Shodim Igdam also. Then the Rambam in another place writes, in Hilchas Seidus, that one who's a Rasha, either Rasha Dechamos, or Rasha Lamus, or Rasha Malkus, is Pasala Eidus. They're all Pasala Eidus. Then he says like this, if he's going to get Malkus, the Raisa, he'll be Pasala Eidus Manatar. Gets Makas Mardas the Rabbanon, then it's Pasolaitis from the Rabbanon. But if the whole word of Makas Mardas is Bez Makamayanshe Shalom and Adin, so it's not that he did an Aver Sheesh Ba Malkus. He did an Aver Sheim Ba Malkus, and Bezin decides to give him ad hoc Bezin decided to give him Makas Mardas. So it's not that he did an Aver Sheesh Ba Malkus. So it doesn't seem to be a contradiction in the Rambam. In one place, the Rambam seems to say that there are rules and regulations for Malkus Deraisa. The rules and regulations for Malkus the Rabbanon. If he violates an Avera the Rabbanon, then you get Makas Mardas. Violates an Avera the Raisa, then you get Malkus the Rabbanon. The other place he says, Makas Mardas is purely Lohairu Ashur the Migdamilsa. Isn't it a contradiction? So the Pashto says that they're both correct. If a person does Malacha on Yontif, Malacha the Rabbanon on Yontif, then he gets Makas Mardas as part of a system. He did an Avera Dumi de Lav de Chasima. But it's only an aver de rabbanon. So then you get, then it's called a lav sheish ba malchus. And then boal ishto in public, there's no aver at all. So that's an ad hoc bezna with an ad hoc malchus. That's the hayru ashor the migda milsa. Pashna says that they're both correct in the Rambam. That's what the Prima Godim raises that suffix. There seems to be a steer in the Rambam regarding the nature of makas mardas. Does it go with gedorim and klolim, or the whole thing is purely ad hoc? What?
It's learned out from the same Tosefta about the
merchant. The Tosefta has the din. Makam Yonche Shalom and Adin gives an example of the man who was with his wife in public. But that's not Dumi Dalab the Chasima. That was Lohira Shah.
How do you put that this is the non-Horasha like the
in the non-Horasha, right. So the Rambam sounds like there's a rule. One who does a malacha derabanan on Yontif, one who does a malacha deraisa on Yontif gets Malkus deraisa. One who violates a malacha derabanan on Yontif gets Makas Mardas. So it sounds like it's rules and regulations. The Rambam lists off in the 365, Shin Samachay Loisesei, the Rambam lists off in the Sanhedrin, 1, 2, 3, 4, it goes up until 207. He says there are 207 averis, which the punishment is Malkus. So that's Malkus Deraisa. And then the same 207 Averis, if he violates it on the level of the Rabbanon, there'll be Makas Mardas from the Rabbanon. So that's a Makas Mardas that goes with a Mahalach, a Klal. And then a man who is Baal Ishto Befrahesi in public, that's a ad hoc Bezn. And then ad hoc Malkus. That's not based on a Klal.
How do we know that Bezn has that power?
That's Shamati. Shamati means he has a tradition. The Loshan Amen Vavamanav is Shamati Shebez Makam Yonshin. It sounds like it's Allah Almighty Messina. But if you look in the Megillas Tainis, it says Shenemar. I think it says Shenemar, Tamosis Rosh Ara. I think they learned it out from the Pasuk. The Bryce has quoted the Gemara, says Shamati. Shamati means Allah Almighty Messina. Have an oral tradition. And in the other, and the, what do you call it, in this Megillas Tainis, it's based on a pasuk. Biyata Rami Kebecha, good, okay. That's the pasuk quoted, okay. There's a Gemara later, Dafayin Ches.
Rabbi, the next class is starting to move into the
good. Very good. I thank you very much.
Thank you.